Hello, my name is Nelson Escobar. I am from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote as Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
If I'm breathing and can get to a poll, I will vote.
Thank you. And would you please tell me your age? 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 64, 65 and over.
65 and over.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic.
White.
How would you?
White. White.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Today's world? You want to repeat that?
Yeah. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
In Florida?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know enough about it that I feel I should answer that. I do like this, our governor, and I know their hands are tied on a lot of things. So as far as the state politics, I feel okay. The federal government involved in them and things, no. So I don't know how to answer that. You might just say, you know, I don't have an opinion.
All right, thank you. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
And would you say you would definitely vote for the Republican candidate or lean toward the Republican candidate?
No, I would definitely vote for the Republican. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Kamala Harris.
A very unfavorable.
Darren Soto.
Is that our governor? DeSantis is our governor. I don't know. I have no opinion.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
I don't even know our governor's name. I like him, though, if that's the governor of Florida. So just say no opinion. You know, so many of the politicians I do not know. So I just put on that no opinion.
Okay. Next one, Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. I do. I favor him very much.
Okay. So that's
very favorably. I will vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you. And next one, Republicans in Congress.
Yes, very favorably.
Okay. Next one, Project 2025.
I have no opinion. I don't know anything about it. I don't listen to the news And I don't get on, I don't seek out a lot of stuff. So it makes me too upset to read a bunch of this stuff. I can't change it. The things that are going on. So only through my voting and the ones that are important to me, I know. So you might get a lot of, you know, I have no opinion or whatever.
Okay. Thank you. The next one says Democrats in Congress.
No. What are my choices?
So choices, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Next one, Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
And the last one, Thomas Kelly Fox.
I don't even know who he is. Thomas Kelly Fox?
Yes.
I have no opinion.
Okay. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, did you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Read that again, please.
Yeah. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, did you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, did you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Read the answers again.
Yeah, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve. I mean, if he's our congressman, I haven't heard anything bad about him, so I'll go by that. So I won't strongly, I'll just say somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you vote for?
I know I would vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Levy Newkirchhoff Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Rick Scott, the Republican.
Thank you. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kelly Fox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you vote for?
Thomas Fox, the Republican.
As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida constitutions on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
No.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. First one is Colonel Thomas Kelly Fox. He's an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Kelly Fox will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Caleb Fox will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our country, in our community. Sorry. Next one is Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands healthcare for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Caleb Fox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Caleb Fox, is it? What's the choices?
Yeah, Thomas Caleb Fox and Darren Soto.
Thomas Caleb Fox.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? And here is the list. Protecting Social Security and Medicare. Ending the gun violence epidemic. Promoting traditional values in schools. Lowering inflation and gas prices. Bringing down rent prices. Creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. Securing our border. Lowering grocery prices. Protecting reproductive freedom. Tackling crime and improving public safety. Making healthcare affordable for working families. Making owning a home more affordable. Improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida.
Which do I think is the most important in all of those?
Yeah. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now?
Lowering inflation.
All right. So lowering inflation and gas prices, right?
Correct.
Thank you. And which is the next most important issue? And here's the list. Protecting Social Security and Medicare. Ending the gun violence epidemic. Promoting traditional values in schools. Bringing down rent prices. Creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. Securing our border. Lowering grocery prices. Protecting reproductive freedom. Tackling crime and improving public safety. Making healthcare affordable for working families. Making owning a home more affordable, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida.
What's the one about protecting schools?
The one above that, you said?
Yes, sir. Would you repeat it to me?
It's ending the gun violence epidemic. And
not that one. About protecting the schools or something, what's taught or something.
Promoting traditional values in schools?
Yes, yeah. That's the one I want.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. So it's a very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect.
Probably no effect.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of billions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history. Hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect.
Will you read it again, please?
Yes. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history. Hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Only somewhat convincing or whatever.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Very convincing. I missed it. I missed what it said. What was that?
Yep. So Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing. Somewhat convincing, no effect.
Or somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Next one. Thomas Kelly Fox will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Very convincing, somewhat convincing. No effect.
Very convincing.
Thomas Kelly Fox will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Kelly Fox will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veteran homelessness. Very convincing.
Very convincing. Oh. Yeah, very convincing.
Okay. And last one. Thomas Kelly Fox is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out of... I'm sorry. Thomas Kelly Fox is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kelly Fox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Kelly Fox. They both have good policies or whatever that they're seeking. They both have them. But really, where the rubber meets the road you know, do they follow through? So, but anyway, because I am strong Republican, I'm going to go Republican regardless. I'm just a very strong Republican voter.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
No effect.
Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Kelly Fox continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks, while his speakers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Serious doubts.
Thank you. While Kelly Fox says he was a successful business owner, he and his companies owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Serious doubts.
Thank you. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Say that again. Read that again.
Yes. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Serious doubts.
Thank you. Thomas Kelly Fox blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took 160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Some doubts.
Thank you. Thomas Kelly Fox stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Some doubts.
Thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kelly Fox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Kelly Fox.
Thank you. What is your primary source for national and political news? Here are the options.
I don't listen to the news. I don't listen to the news at all. That's my choice. So, I mean, the answer is I don't listen to any of it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So, I don't want it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I already have your answer, but for quality purposes, I need to read you the options real quick.
Okay.
The options are cable news networks, your local newspaper, talk radio, Orlando Sentinel, El Nuevo Día, local network affiliates like CBS, ABS, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services, other, none.
None.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election,
how much longer is it going to be?
It's just a little bit more. We have completed 88%. We're almost done.
My husband has dementia, so I can't be much longer.
Okay, no problem. We are about to finish. I'm going to go as fast as I can right now. Now,
okay.
Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. And what was the last grade of or degree you completed in school? 0 to 11th grade?
Some college.
Yeah. Thank you. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home? Yes?
No.
No. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Okay. And that's a somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.